Okay, so today I'm going to talk about the election, and I'll get into my story about this video tomorrow. It's a very, very fascinating story. There is an option, and it has to do with these 18 states. Now, I want to make a point about this first. The news headlines say 18 states join Texas. Now, if this is second grade math and that's a story problem, you have one state and 18 states join the state. How many states are there? That's 19. Well, it's not 19 states. They say 18 states join Texas. Okay. And they say you have Texas here, and then these are the states that joined. You count them. It's 17 states that joined. 18 is the total, including Texas. It's not 18 states that joined Texas. This is what it comes down to. Why is it that the news industry thinks that Biden won? Because the news writers can't do math. That's it. Boom. Okay. That's a glaring strange. At so many articles I see about this. 18 states join Texas. No, it's not 18 states joining Texas. It's 17 states joining Texas. Well, the original news was 17 states joined them. That was coming from some conservatives in the media or conservative pundits. And then these other mainstream establishments say 18 join. That's a disaster. This is where news is going. News is an utter disaster today, folks. I'm beside myself. Anyhow, these states have an option. In order for the Electoral College to convene, it requires a quorum. A quorum is the minimum number of people required for an official meeting to be recognized as there. The quorum requirement for the Electoral College is 2/3. That's 34 electors, or that's 34%. If these states don't send their electors, then that's more than 1/3 of the states that are absent. Okay, so let's do basic math. If 17 states don't send electors, then the Electoral College can't meet. We've got 18 states that filed a lawsuit. All of them could say the Supreme Court didn't hear our case. We are boycotting this election. It's going to be stolen anyway. It's going to go Democrat if we go anyway. So we're not going. And by not going, they can't have the election, and the election never happened. They can do that. It's constitutional because you have to have a quorum. By boycotting a meeting, you can make the meeting invalid and the meeting can't do anything. So you guys want to go have your fake meeting and do your fake thing. That's you. So these states that filed the lawsuit have their own numbers. They have an option and they could suspend the election. They could say, we're not sending them. Well, you know, it takes guts to do it. But if they don't do it, then, look, sometimes I think that the country just wants to fight with itself. Why did the people in these four states elect Republican legislatures and Democratic governors? What are they thinking? What did they think would happen? You've got these swing voters who politically are like atheists, agnostics better. They don't want to come to a conclusion about politics. They think that by voting Democrat in this election, Republican in that election, that they're objective and that they're intelligent. They're not. Evidence demands a verdict, and Democrats have a certain way of behaving. And the people that don't vote for Democrats are smart and wise to what Democratic governors might do. And the people that don't vote for Republicans, they know what Republicans might do. But these people that flip-flop back and forth are the ones that made this mess. There would not be the fight that we have. There wouldn't be close enough that there's disagreement trouble if people would freaking make up their minds. The evidence is there. But usually we don't come to the conclusion because we don't want to. Ambivalence is one of the big things that caused this problem. Now, the Supreme Court used standing as an excuse to stay out of it. You don't want to have a president be decided by a group of 9 judges. And there's not enough. The states have so many options. The Supreme Court doesn't need to be involved. And I just really wonder how much of this is for show. So we'll see. If the states send their electors, then all of this is for show. They don't have to send their electors. If only Democratic states send their electors, then the election gets suspended until such a time as they can hold an election that everybody trusts. So there we have it. You know, well, it's Americans fighting. See, over here in Taiwan, as I'm dealing with these political issues surrounding the Olympics and skateboarders, one of the things that I keep running into is the need for peace. There's a need to have peace. There's a need to get along. There's a need to be friendly. There's a need to resolve conflict instead of escalating conflict all the time. And Americans are so obsessed, so focused on escalating conflict at the drop of a hat, we've gotten to a point where fighting is the only way we do anything. And nobody's listening and everybody's shouting. And this is where we wanted to go. Now, there's something that people say about Trump. Trump is inflammatory. Trump only makes people mad. Trump only throws gas on the flames. I'm not sure what to make of that. I'm listening to it. I mean, I myself don't want to be someone who is only inflammatory. The trouble I have with that accusation is that I'm not sure that Trump is being only inflammatory. I think, you know, the people that don't like Trump doing Trump are people that don't know how real life works. When Trump stands up and he said, we can't do this, we can't do that, we must do this, we must do that, the people that say he doesn't talk nice are usually the people that would, you know, tell the company that it has to be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that's how to reach people who have a normal business, a job for normal business hours, because that's when people are at work. So everybody's at work. So, I mean, that wouldn't make any sense. If everybody's at work with a normal business job, they're not going to have time to come to your shop from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But you know, incompetent decisions like that come from the people who say that Trump is only inflammatory. They're very good at some things, but they're not good at others. And so I'm not so sure that I agree with the Trump only inflames things argument, but I'm listening. I'm saying, okay, if we can de-escalate conflict, if we can solve a problem without shouting, bashing, blaming, if we can solve something peacefully, that is good. Is Trump failing in that? Not so sure, but I hope he isn't. But what about me? What am I going to do? What are you going to do? Don't worry about what Trump should do. What are you going to do? America's tearing itself apart because individual people aren't choosing peace instead of inflammation. Even the people who say that Trump is bad, look at it. Most of them are out shouting and fighting and blaming. I've got some friends that are focused on art and peace and trying to say, let's look at the joy. Let's look at where we agree. Let's not hate each other. And they're coming from conservatives and liberals. And I appreciate that, but they're too few and too far between. We need to find peaceful manners of going about things. We've got to solve problems. We got to put our stuff down there, but we don't have to do it in a way that's fighting. And everybody's fighting. And if fighting is what we want, then fighting is what we're going to get. And that's why we are where we are. So both parties are guilty. Both the Democrats and the Republicans are guilty in this. And the solution is peace. And I'm going to talk about my own peaceful story tomorrow.